WTOP News Time, 8:22. A stack of pancakes, some bacon and eggs at 3 in the morning. That's what America's all about, right? That's where you go to the diner to get that stuff. But there are some things going on maybe behind the scenes you may not know as you sit down in that booth. We go live tonight to Matt Heimer with MarketWatch.com. He edits the Encore blog. And Matt, welcome back.
Thanks, Dimitri. Glad to be here.
One thing from the business side before we get into the food is diners aren't as popular as they used to be. What's going on there?
Well, it's really true. During the recession, these cultural icons had sort of a decline. The restaurant industry overall saw sales stay relatively flat, but a lot of the big diner chains saw their sales go down by 5%, 15%, 20%. And some of the local restaurants saw that. Seem to think is going on is essentially in a time when people are counting their coins a little more carefully, the folks who are willing to spend money on meals would like something a little more upscale, and the folks who really are cutting back just don't feel like they can afford even a diner. They're going to go more fast food.
So that's cutting back on the customer's side. What about on the diner's side? You write about cooking shortcuts.
Well, you know, the classic American diner, you know, not only does it have those pancakes and the bacon and eggs at 3 o'clock in the morning, but they're also often handing you a menu that's about the size of a small town phone book with dozens or hundreds of options to choose from. I know that's the way we rolled in New York and the way that a lot of Chicago diners do it, too. The problem is that if you're going to be serving food that way, there are some corners you're going to have to cut because you're just not going to be able to make 100 different kinds of entrees fresh on the spot from scratch all the time. So you see a lot of diners are maybe more likely than the slightly more likely than the average restaurant to rely on prepackaged foods and also to keep a lot of food sort of sitting on a steam table for perhaps quite a long time before being sort of heated up and sent out with the waitress to your table.
What about ordering eggs? That seems like a relatively affordable option. You may have found something different.
Well, you know, it is affordable, but what's sort of surprising is that even though it's not the most expensive item on the menu, a lot of diners are sort of desperate to get people to order more breakfast foods because that's where their profit margins are largest. Compared to the cost of actually preparing the food, even, say, you know, the $4.95 scrambled egg and toast special is actually clearing a pretty high profit margin compared to a lot of the sandwiches and burgers that the diners are preparing. And part of that's the fact that the cost of eggs has stayed relatively low for a relatively long time. Same with, the flour that goes into your pancakes. These are high-margin foods. And, again, if you're coming in at 3 o'clock in the morning and ordering that early or late breakfast, depending on your perspective, you're really kind of that's music to their ears and certainly music to their cash registers.
Your last suggestion in the article is for a true diner experience, eat at home. Well, I don't know if that's a true diner experience. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's certainly not my true diner experience in the sense that I'd rather part of the charm is sort of letting somebody else do the culinary driving.
And also all the characters you see in the middle of the night.
Oh, exactly. Which, by the way, in the middle of the night at more and more diners includes a security guard just to make sure that the rowdy late-night crowd doesn't get too rowdy. But what draws a lot of people to the diner is that kind of Americana feel, you know, the chrome, the Formica counters, the bright colors, the kind of that retro look that a lot of people associate with the 40s and 50s. And for some people, they've actually decided that having a few, say, kitchen decorating touches that can add those that can create that feeling in your own home might actually pay off. You know, if you spend a couple $1,000 on a kitchen makeover, you might recoup the costs on that in a couple of years compared to what you'd be spending in a diner. That's an option for some people. I will say I will take the diner every time.
Yeah, me too. But Matt, thank you for, next time we sit down at the booth, we'll know better. We'll know a few things. So
That's right. And tip big. Always tip big.
That's a good idea. Anytime somebody has, giving you good service, of course it's worth it.
That's right.